You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And good day to everybody out there listening. This is your friendly psychologist. That's me, Dr. Michelle. You are officially on the couch, as you are every week at this particular time, wherever you're at in your particular time zone. Welcome. We're going to have a great show today. And by the way, let me just warm up by saying, as I always do, if you'd like to call in live, you can contact me, Dr. Michelle, at 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. We welcome everybody anywhere, wherever you want to call from. Last week, I received a couple of calls from the UK. A gentleman from Japan called me. It was so nice to, yes, everyone else out there in the world speaks English, by the way. So give us a call if you'd like. And we're going to have a great show today, as I mentioned. My special guest, in studio. How nice to have you in studio, Deb. I love this. This is great.
Thank you so much. And good day, Dr. Michelle.
Hey, folks, can you tell that? She's from Australia. She said good day. Did I say that right, or is that retarded the way I said
it? No, that wasn't bad at all. Okay. That was pretty good. And I can't say good morning or good afternoon because we're global.
We certainly are.
So exciting.
We are. And my guest, actually, you are Deborah Gray, known as Deborah Gray. And she's the co-author of a terrific new book. I had a chance to read it, and I loved it.
Thank you.
It's right up my alley because, you know, I am the relationship guru here.
Yes.
I'm the doctor of psychology. And the book is called R-U-E-A. It's very text friendly. R-U-E-A. Deb, what does that stand for?
Are you emotionally available?
Ha ha.
We didn't want to put that all over the cover. You know, R-U-E-A is a little bit more gentle and it's not as daunting because...
Yes.
We have to be emotionally available, as you know.
Yes, we do. And this book really is for a lot of people who need to get into relationships and explore themselves and just kind of figure out what's going on with them so they can be ready for the right person.
You've got to be ready. Mm-hmm. And you've got to be able to find out if someone else is emotionally available and detect that. Otherwise, you can't have a relationship.
Exactly. So tell me, what inspired you to write this?
I was sitting with my girlfriend one day, and she's a very famous television host in Australia, Susie Wilkes, a beautiful-looking girl, 38. And you know, Dr. Michelle, at 38, things start to go a little bit pear-shaped when you're single because you can't identify who's single and who's available, who's married, who's gay.
Right.
So we're sitting down thinking, this is, you know, it's not easy. This is very challenging. When you're young, everyone's single. It's an even playing field.
But right.
As you get older, you don't know where to go to meet someone, how to lift your spirits, how
it's
to be
true.
Flirtatious. And we said, let's write a book. And then Susie said, wouldn't it be great if we could also do a ring where, for fun, which we'll give with the book,
yes,
where you say you're emotionally available. So when you're going on out to a bar, you don't spend the night being absolutely dazzling company to a gorgeous guy who at the end of the evening says, I'm gay, or my wife's in hospital and I'm just having twins, you know, I'm going to visit
yes.
her shortly.
Or my wife's...
Because we don't know who's single and who's available.
Yes. Or my wife's at home waiting for me.
Oh.
Or something like that.
Ouch.
Or not.
Yes. But, or forgets to tell you he's married.
Yes.
Or and she's married.
I loved the fact that your publicist sent me a little ring.
Yes.
And it's a little ring that you can wear. It's for being single, available, and showing others. It says R-U-E-A on it. And
yes.
I put the ring on. And my husband said, what does that stand for? And I told him. And he says, are you?
So it's
and
a I good said, pickup line.
It's
too,
a great
it?
Pickup
yeah.
line. It's a wonderful pickup line. So what a great idea. And also, I do want to give kudos to Susie Wilkes for co-authoring the
yes.
book with you. But what a great idea. I mean, there's a lot of self-help books out there. But what I like about this is it walks people through kind of to explore themselves and look at other things, too, that come into the situation when you're trying to meet someone as well.
It's a little checklist. You know, it's a good dating guide. And I think there's some really great tips in our book. It's not threatening. And it's easy to read,
yes.
And we've got some naughty little pictures and quotes in there, which
there
are fun.
Some nice naughty little. But the artist is really good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you've got to be able to laugh.
You have to.
You know, it's hard. You know, when
it
your
is.
Heart is delicate and fragile. You know,
one of the most common emotions I get from clients who come in to see me because they're single and doesn't matter what age they are. And this
yes.
book, by the way, is for all ages, all orientations.
And we're very kind to men because we love
yes.
men.
Yes.
This isn't a man-bashing book
no,
at all.
No, it's not. It's a very uplifting book. And it's also, you know, it's also for men
yes.
who really, you know, want to get their act together and look for someone and become more emotionally available as well. The chapters are kind of laid out, folks, if you're kind of going through the book, as if you were going on a trip.
A love boat.
How did you make that up?
I was just lying in bed.
See, that's where inspiration comes.
Don't you reckon? I think so many good ideas come when you're in bed.
Yes,
at alone
the show.
Or with someone else.
That's right.
And it's just, you know, because it's Love Boat, Fantasy Island.
Right.
You know, Utopia, all those sort of chapters reminded me of a boat.
Yeah, well, it's perfect.
The Love Boat.
You have from check-in.
Check-in,
you have,
right.
Traveling through excess baggage,
excess baggage,
is really something
right.
great. You find buried treasure and you have emotional intelligence.
Yes.
And finally, going to the exit lounge and finding a happy ending. So you arrive
That's
at your
right.
emotional destination in this book, which also invites readers to share their true dating stories. And we can, I love that. There was a couple of really funny stories at the end of the book. But
yeah, I know. We've received a couple online. They're hilarious.
Oh, I bet they are.
What's so great, juicy.
Oh, this is your second book then. That, there you go.
Definitely.
You know, that's what you'll do.
It's triple X rated.
Exactly.
by the looks of some of the emails we've received.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. Well, by the way, if you just tuned in, folks, on LA Talk Radio, I'm talking with Deborah Gray. She's the co-author of the book, R-U-E-A. Are you emotionally available? Are you? And if you want to give us a call and discuss some of your issues you're having, maybe with finding someone special or relationship problems you've had, you can contact us here live, 323-203-0815. Of course, if you can't catch all of the show, as I always say, live, you can download this at any time and keep listening and learn from it. So, Deborah Gray, let's talk about some exciting things. What do you mean when you suggest that readers start out by counting their blessings and looking at their excess baggage?
Well, first of all, we've got to take stock of what's
yes.
going on in our lives.
Yes,
what have
yes.
we got to offer?
Yes.
What are the good things in our lives? You know, let's count our blessings. I think too often we get bitter and twisted, mm-hmm. cynical, depressed. And in order to be flirtatious and fun and playful, which are the key elements in picking up,
yep.
we've got to start loving ourselves and counting our blessings and think, you know, things aren't too bad. I've got great health.
Yes.
I'm quite easy on the eye.
Yes, yes.
I might have a few more kilos than I had earlier, but, you know, I can dress, you know,
yes.
more flatteringly.
Yes.
Da, 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 da. You know, I've got a roof over my head. Mm-hmm. I've got enough to eat. I can
yes.
pay the rent. That's not a bad beginning, is it? But
no.
sometimes we compare ourselves to Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie
yes.
or whatever and think
yes.
our lives are not up to what they should be, up to scratch.
Exactly.
So we need to count our blessings and be thankful for us, for our wonderful us to
yes.
start with.
I think that's, you know, so important because
yes.
as I've said to so many of my clients, if you don't like who you are and be thankful for what you have, that's the number one thing because you're going to
yes.
project out the negativity about, oh, woe is me. You're going out to meet someone and all this energy around you is, oh, my life is terrible.
And that's yeah. when I think often we hear too much spiritual speak, so we
yes.
get a little bit confused. But what we're saying out there in Listen Land is, if you don't love yourself, if you don't count your own blessings, then you are going to give off this negative
Absolutely.
Aura, or, you know, you're a bit of a loser. I'm not going to.
Yes.
I don't want to take you on board.
Right.
If you don't like yourself and you don't think you've got anything to offer, how is anyone else going to?
Exactly. So it's so important to take count of.
And yes.
And what I call it many times when people do start thinking negative, negative, negative. What's going on? Oh my goodness, I don't have this, I don't have that. I'm a little bit overweight. I haven't been with someone for a long time. I hate going to clubs. I hate the guys that I meet. Sit down and write a list of all the wonderful things that you do have in your life. Let's start out and contemplate those. And I'm not talking about reaching for the stars, crazy affirmations.
Be realistic.
Yes.
Be realistic.
Yes.
And excess baggage, well, you know, it's great to take stock and say, well, maybe it's time I got rid of some of that. Or if you've got some nasty habits that you've just cultivated over time, well, maybe get rid of them.
Yes.
You know, it's not a bad thing to sit down and just assess yourself and think, we all develop bad habits over the years.
Yes, we do.
You know, just in the way we live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, change your routine. Shake it up a bit.
That's right.
Mix it up like a cocktail.
You know, exactly. Nice. By the way, folks, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Deborah Gray. She's the co-author of the book REUEA, which stands for Are You Emotionally Available? And if you'd like to give us a call, 323-203-0815. That's the number here live on the air. And the book is kind of laid out like you're traveling. It's almost like a journey to explore yourself and get ready for an emotional relationship, because you do have to be emotionally available. We just talked about counting your blessings and looking at your excess baggage, kind of looking what stuff is going on. What are you carrying from the past? What old stuff are you hanging on to?
Oh, yes, and let's talk about the big one. There's one really big one, and that is we carry a torch for someone, a love lost,
yes.
a lost love,
yes.
and we give them a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes.
We carry, and, you know, they're just not that worth it.
No.
I mean, come on, remember what they were really like. Remember when they were selfish, they were mean, they slept around on you.
Yes.
They did all those things, the reason the relationship wasn't so great, but you've just filled those empty spaces and void, carrying them along in your life.
I completely agree.
Get rid of them.
I think that's what a lot of people do, men and women.
Yes, it's comfortable, I think.
The one that I did have a relationship, or the one that got away, and we do tend to romanticize it and really not remember the negativity of those people.
And it's always good to remind your friends.
Yes.
When they start doing that, I always go, no, come on a minute. You don't remember that bit or that bit.
Right.
You know, take the rose-colored glasses off.
That's right.
Right now.
And we do fill up the spaces by, you know, it's kind of like an ideal person that we make, you know, makes us feel good to carry with us, and gee, he was so what. It's kind of like self-torture sometimes, and it's very masochistic.
Yeah,
it is,
because we've got to meet someone fabulous.
Yes.
You're fabulous.
Yes.
You want to meet someone
that's
fabulous,
right.
Let them go.
Exactly.
Let them go.
You have to let it all go. And also, I think it's important that you let the negativity go about any kind of bad relationships you've had in the past. The bad ones, you know, keep getting those around and around in your mind. And yes, you know, it's good in a way, if your husband, let's say, cheated on you, to define that he did and to remember that he did and to know the signs.
But don't carry it into your next relationship. You know, that was then, this is now. There's a new beginning with every relationship, and it's very sad when people bring in their excess baggage from old relationships into the new one.
It is.
It's a real shame. It's nice to start fresh with knowledge and power.
Exactly. And honestly, no one wants to hear you talk about your ex and how bad they were, because
it's all of a sudden boring.
It's scary, too, because you're thinking, oh, my goodness, if we ever have problems, are they going to start talking about me like that?
And it's almost like you're wanting to perpetuate
this. Right, right.
Now, our book also is about, are you single, available,
uh-huh.
and ready to find a mate?
Yes.
That's why you've got to be emotionally available to find a mate. So that's very, very important.
It really is. And I think one of the most important points you make in this book is that if people are feeling empty or worthless, right?
Yes.
They're inside and they're down. It's up to them to fill those painful spaces inside.
It really is. It really is. And you have to spend some time working on yourself to do that.
Right.
You know, people that run from one relationship to the next are never going to get it right. You've got to spend some time on your own to attract the right person into your life.
Yes.
Because you can only blame you for that one. You know, these people that say, I can't believe I keep meeting this jerk.
Yes.
I keep meeting
But
you're attracting them into your life.
Yes, you are.
There's no other way around it, because if you like yourself, if you respect yourself,
yes.
if you love yourself, your radar is going to be up, and that person will not be the right person for you to allow into your life.
Right.
Because you know you're too special.
I totally agree. I'm a big believer in the concept of attracting exactly what we put out. It's the energy. It's what you're putting out. It's what you reflect. It's even your body language, the subtleties. People pick up on that. You know, we just do. It's instinctive.
And I think a lot of people don't listen either. Yes. When you first meet someone, I mean, I've always had a little bit of a bad habit of exploring what goes on from the waist down a little bit faster than the shoulders up.
No, I don't believe that about you,
Deb. I've been a rather friendly girl.
I don't believe
It's true. Whereas Susie, the co-author, who's stunning looking, she's very sort of cerebral.
Yes.
And she loves to discover what's going on above the shoulders.
Yes, yes.
I said, we need a blend of us.
There you go.
You know.
You both
and
complement
we did it with
each other. Exactly. That's exactly what you
But, you know,
did.
Once you have sex with someone, you do not listen. You're not as objective.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
Well, I think women aren't anyway. That's a little trait of ours.
Yeah.
So it's good to, when you meet someone, listen to what they have to say.
Yes.
And decide if you like what you're hearing.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean you have to interview them. We don't like that. Or
no.
Interrogate them.
Right.
You've got to be good company at
yes,
the same
exactly.
time. But people do drop little things in conversations.
Yes, they do.
You know, it's pretty, you find out pretty quickly if someone's selfish mm-hmm. or chauvinist
yes, you do.
Or negative, you know.
Or talking about themselves
oh,
through
yes.
the whole evening.
And not good listeners.
Yes, exactly.
You've got to be a good listener.
And
you guys out there are very good listeners.
Yes, you are.
Because you're listening to us.
The LA Talk Radio listeners are the best. And by the way, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Deborah Gray. She's the co-author of R-U-E-A, Are You Emotionally Available? It's a terrific read. It's an easy read, but it is for folks who really would like to find a relationship that is meaningful to them and explore whether they are emotionally available or not, folks. So
yes.
If you want to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815. And we were just talking about you need to kind of fill in those painful spaces inside, you know, if you feel empty or worthless. And one of the tricks that I use too, which you have in your book, to help people is explore. What's going on within you that is making you feel so badly about yourself? And whatever you've done, it's in the past. Forgive
okay.
yourself. Forgive
yeah.
yourself and move on. Stop this pity party. Oh, I've done this, or I've had horrible relationships, or I'm not this enough, or I'm not that enough. I never got a professional job, or I never complete. What?
That's someone
Stop.
Spiraling. And
yes.
you spiral when you spend too much time on your own.
Yes.
And unfortunately, when you're single, you often do spend a lot of time on your own.
Yes, you do.
So you have to turn that around. You have to start thinking, no, I've got a lot to offer. I've got a lot to bring to the table.
Exactly.
You
and
know,
whether it's
do.
Networking.
You've learned. You've survived. You've actually survived all these things, these
yes.
challenges, these disappointments.
Yes.
You've survived and you've come out a better person and hopefully with a sense of humor.
I agree. And, you know, anyone who's going to listen to this show actually attracted themselves to this. And anyone who's going to get the book is going to be ready because they're going to learn.
Yes.
So let's talk about why it's important to write down what you would really like in a partner. What's really important to have in a partner.
It's funny, isn't it? Once we write things down, everything seems a lot clearer, doesn't it?
Indeed.
And, you know, we invest so much time in business, you know, making money, hobbies, whatever.
Yes.
We don't do it in our personal lives.
That's true.
Well, I wonder why that is.
I
wonder
don't
why.
Know.
So when you write a list, it really crystallizes things, but also it prioritizes
yes.
things.
Yes, it does.
And it's always interesting to say to a friend, now, what is it about that person you
right.
like? And
right.
of course, this is where emotional intelligence comes into it. When they say, oh, you know, he's got a really great body. He's got great hair.
Right.
He drives a Ferrari. You know, he's loaded. Oh, okay. But what do you love about him? Well, they're so superficial, those values. And I really feel sad when people say, I only date blondes.
Yes.
Or, you know, I can only go out with a girl with big breasts. Of
right.
course, we're all attracted to certain things. There's
yes.
no denying that. But be open and receptive to other looks or other personalities or other whatever. Don't be so rigid. But the most important thing is what qualities do they have? A kind heart?
Mm-hmm.
Are they generous? Are they proud of what they do? Are they high achievers?
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's up to you. I don't
right.
know what's on your wish list. I'm not telling anyone what their wish list should
right.
be, but write it down and prioritize it. And it's great. You feel a lot clearer and you're on track. You're heading now towards a more productive journey, because you like yourself enough to make a list.
Exactly.
You're worth that list.
You are worth that list. And it's also a way of, as we call it, cognitive therapy. You're writing down and you're focusing. Once you start focusing, you can create anything you want if you focus on it.
And it's amazing how that happens.
Exactly.
Too. I wrote my wish list, and my husband is actually my wish list.
Oh, he's lovely, by the way. Yes. I met him earlier.
And I remember years ago, Deborah Lee Furness told me she wrote her wish list. Mm-hmm. She's married to Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
And it's very funny. She said, "You would not believe the wish list." I mean, I'm sure it was other qualities apart from good looking, rich, and famous.
So.
It was so funny. She said, once she wrote her wish list,
those were on the top of the list, maybe. Maybe not.
No, he's
wonderful,
a lovely man.
He does. He seems like a lovely man.
Yeah.
And so, folks, if you just turned in, we're talking with Deborah Gray. She's the author of the book, Are You EA? Are You Emotionally Available? And we're at the point where we're talking about why it's important to write down what you'd like in a partner. Focusing and looking at something really helps you focus in and get what you want.
Yes.
I love where you put in this book, would you date you? This is so important. Would you date you?
And don't look at the nasty bits. I mean, we all look in the mirror and go, oh, I wouldn't date that bit.
Yeah, exactly.
you know, there's dimmers for a good reason. Everyone,
yes.
You know, over a certain age, just put the dimmers on. You'll feel a hell of a lot sexier.
Of course, darling.
That's how it works.
The dimmer works. Sit down and write out honestly what you have to offer as a person and your relationship strengths and weaknesses, and to be totally honest. And this doesn't mean
realistic.
Beat yourself up.
Realistic, right. Not brutal, realistic.
Right.
You know, because if you're 40, 45, 50, then don't look for a toy boy, because you possibly could be, if you're a woman that is disappointed, you may meet a guy that age and fall madly in love. But keep your wish list realistic.
Yes, exactly. And then it says write.
That's an example, by the way.
No, that's a perfect example.
I think, you know, I feel the same about men too.
Yes,
I mean, a lot of
absolutely.
Men in their late 50s, I want to meet a girl, you know, 20, 25.
Right.
It's not always realistic.
It's not always realistic. And it seems like it occurs a lot more in our society, of course. It has always have. But I think that in the long run, it's about a long-term relationship, who you can have. Yes, sex is very important, but someone so in common with that you can relate to their generation.
Yes, a companion.
Yes, a
not
companion.
Someone where you turn on the Beatles and they say,
exactly.
What's that?
Right, exactly.
On the radio, it was before their time.
Who?
Who?
The Beatles? You know what? I heard about them in my history class. Oh, my God. I think they were really cute.
They end up being a good playmate for your children, toy boys. That's what I've found.
I guess. Play date, that works. Oh, God. Oh, damn. And then you write down what you're looking for in a mate, as we talked about. And then you, as you suggest, marry them together. So you get
that's
the qualities
right.
about you, realistic, what are you looking
yes.
for? And it's about realism, but also forgiving yourself for things that you may be torturing yourself that you supposedly did in the past. Oh, I'm not good enough. I did this. I've been through so many guys. Forget about it. Move on.
The other thing I was going to say is we have to really be honest also about habits that we don't like. Like if you're a smoker, probably not a great idea to look for a partner who's a non-smoker, because ultimately that can be a deal breaker.
It can.
The same as if you're a drinker and someone doesn't drink. You know, different habits really annoy people. So I think we have to be mindful of that as well.
Yeah, you do. And religious beliefs.
That's
and thinking about if you actually do want children, whether you're older or not. And if you're a hardcore vegan. So many people are here in Los Angeles, you know.
It's not easy to sit opposite someone eating a huge steak every night if you're a vegan.
It's true. So you do have to be realistic about that. Now, in the following chapters, you talk about readers giving themselves a quick reality check and not wasting their time in utopia. What's utopia all about?
Utopia is the place where people visit to misbehave. Mm-hmm. And that is to spend time with married people.
Yes.
And that's a fool's paradise, because people rarely leave their partner. And if they do, would you want them?
Right.
Because they're cheating on their partner. So do you want someone who's going to cheat on you? Mm-hmm. No, mm-mm. You don't. Mm-mm. So I think it's an important one when people have been alone for a while. Their values, you know, slide a little bit, and a bit of TLC, they're vulnerable. Someone's married, oh, that won't, you know, it's not that bad. It is bad. It's bad karma. It's bad energy and it's wrong and you don't want to hurt someone. You wouldn't want it to happen to you. Right. Would you want someone to cheat on you? No.
Of course.
So don't encourage someone else to do it.
Right, exactly.
And if they leave home for you, well, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck.
Good
have a good time.
Luck.
And, you
good
know,
luck.
A lot of folks, I think, set themselves up to get caught, too.
Yes.
Many times they want to be caught so they yes. can be chastised, and then they can either have an excuse to break up the relationship and get out and live in utopia as long as they want, or I don't know. It's old psychological stuff,
and
too.
The other thing is sometimes when people have affairs in their marriage, there's a little glitch in the relationship. It doesn't mean they're not in love. These
yeah.
people are still in love, but
yeah.
they've lost their way, or they're going through a rough patch.
Right. And it's to go inside again. If you want to go out and party
yes.
and find and meet new ladies or guys and have affairs or, you know, I don't know. Just pull it back a little bit.
I don't think the grief is worth it.
Right.
I mean, everyone always says when they have affairs, oh, but the sex was fantastic.
Right, right.
Well, stolen moments. Oh. Yes,
right.
Good on you.
Well, exactly.
And we all know that one.
Yeah, and
you've
always
got a stolen moments. That's great. But probably, you know, maybe the partners, they're just not having a good sex life at that time in their marriage. Or maybe they are. Maybe, you know, you're
right.
giving great free sex on the side.
Mm-hmm. And always.
As a, you know, booty call.
That's right. Affairs are fresh.
Mm.
We always look our best.
We
don't
do.
Have to wake up in the morning with,
perfect.
You know,
that's why it's
morning
utopia.
Mouth.
You're,
right.
you're on the perfect,
yeah.
You're always
right.
good company.
Yes.
You're always dressed well. You've showered.
Good
you're
behavior.
Looking your best.
Sexy
feeling
lingerie.
Best. You're trying very hard because
yep.
often these people are trying to break up marriages.
Right.
So they're absolutely dazzling.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
There's no complaints.
No. Of course. And it's everything's wonderful, like you said,
mm.
utopia. So, and then the reality is so many times I have found when I have clients and the guy or the lady is cheated, usually many times the man is, you know, cheated. When the wife leaves him finally or is done with it, he
yes.
really tries to stay with this person or continues to try to have affairs. But then when he really gets with somebody, he realizes that, oh my God, I really did have a good thing at home because this person is
of course.
Not what I really thought they were.
Well, that's
when
a bit
we
in our
the
book
affair.
Too. You know, the fact
right.
is you've got to work on, and I hate using that word work because it does sound like a chore, but
well,
you have to work on relationships to keep them special, to
yes.
keep them sexy. And to keep the relationship at a certain level, it should
right.
never drop below a certain level where people, you know, lose respect for each other
right.
and lose that love because that's not sexy.
No, it's really not. Communication, respect, allowing others their needs and space.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about sexual needs out there with someone else, but, you know, just respecting someone
yes.
and respecting their moods and their lifestyle, their type. But this is what this is all about, too, is determining exactly the type of person you want. So when you do
yes.
finally meet that person, your lifestyles are so similar.
And, of course, having an affair with a married person,
no.
they're not emotionally available.
Right. They
no.
aren't. No.
Big cross there.
Right.
And that
no.
doesn't get a tick. That
exactly.
gets a cross.
That's right.
So I think another really important part of our book is the fact
yeah.
that in really if you want to meet someone,
yes.
apart from all the important qualities you have to read in the checklist, you have to be playful and flirtatious. And
right.
I think a lot of
right.
people shut down as they get older. They get into their 40s. They're a bit disappointed,
no.
a bit disenchanted. You know, they say, oh, but there's no one out there I like. But, you know, be playful. Start practicing flirting.
Right.
When you flirt and you're playful and you're positive, good things come back to you. And you feel in a good mood. And
yes.
you feel happy. And you're receptive.
I think so. And I think a lot of people don't know how to flirt. I think,
yes.
you know, some people
That's
who've
right.
been, what I get a lot of times are people who've been married for a while and their spouse leaves them or they pass away or
yes.
they just move on to other
yes.
things in their life and they don't know how to get out and flirt anymore because they haven't been in practice doing that. So it's very difficult.
It's
to,
the best habit
yes.
to work on
it
that
is.
One. When you're playful, just everything seems a lot better in the
exactly.
world. And, you know, it's a compliment. Remember, do you have butchers here? We call them butchers, the meat. Oh, it's probably your deli man, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
And when you speak to them and they say something nice or how's your
yeah,
day today,
yes, yes.
just start with the very basics. And, you know, that is, I think Americans are wonderfully flirtatious and
yes.
friendly.
Yes.
They make you feel good.
Yes.
So, you know, put on your happy face.
How about Australians? Are they more flirtatious and friendly? What is the general
I think Australians
stereotype.
We're very friendly, but I think we're not great at flirting. I think the men and women have to practice. We've got a lot of raw talent, a lot of potential.
Yes, yes.
But we're a long way from all those warm, hot-blooded Latin countries. You've got to remember the other end of the world. So I think we have to practice it. You know, I always say to my son, you know, people love a compliment. Yes. I mean, keep it real.
Yes.
But people do love a compliment. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes you feel good. So there you go. There's, you know,
absolutely,
a compliment. Start with that. But a compliment doesn't always mean that someone's interested either.
That's
so
true.
You, this is, you know, you've got to get on the mainland with that. Often women in particular, and men, but they don't read the signals. You know,
right.
Because someone offers you a drink, that doesn't mean they're hitting on you.
Right. Right,
you know,
exactly.
Or says your dress is lovely. That doesn't necessarily mean it either. So we've got to put it all in perspective.
What I think also in our society here is I think many men are paranoid about being accused of being sexist. Or there's a lot of sexual harassment lawsuits.
Shame?
It's really a shame.
I think that is such a shame.
I do too. And a lot of women are on guard. You know, they're always, what did he say? What did he mean? What did he, you know, there's a lot of paranoia going on.
Can you
on
believe
that?
And you're not even allowed to, men can't whistle at women. I love that.
Right.
I love a whistle.
I know.
Anyone can whistle. And, you know, I just love it. I love anything.
I know.
I mean, what is sexual harassment, really? You know, it's crossed the line so badly in the workplace.
Exactly.
I was up for sexual harassment in a job.
No way. You were being sued?
Do you know? Well, I was given a warning.
Yes.
But I walked past this guy and I smacked him on the bottom. I said, you're cute.
Dad, you can't do that here in this country.
Well, I got into trouble.
Yeah.
And I knew the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Did,
if he wanted sexual harassment, honey, I could have given it to him. I thought I was very well behaved.
Was it good for you? Did you like it?
It wasn't worth the smack.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it wasn't a hard smack. It was like a little, he was at the fax machine in the days of faxing.
Right.
I was like a little tap. Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, well. So,
and I guess that's a good lesson for us with body language.
Right.
When you're flirting and you're out dating, you've got to be very careful with your body language.
Right.
It can be very intimidating.
Sure.
And that's with men staring or perving or touching or getting too close.
Right.
We have to be respectful.
No touching is probably a good rule on the first when you're out and about meeting, or just a slight touch on the shoulder or something, which shows you are interested. But other than that, you know, an eye contact is really important. If you're glaring at someone like,
it's
I don't
want
to take my eyes off you. That's creepy. Those
yes.
are creepy eyes. But, you know, glancing away occasionally, but really listening. And, you know, if women and men act like they're interested in listening. Playing games to me, too, is ridiculous.
You know, the one thing I find so funny is these girls that wear the incredibly plunging necklines.
Yes.
And then they say, that guy's looking at my breasts.
Right.
Well, honey.
How dare he look at my breasts?
It's very hard to miss them.
Yeah, hello. They're right there, baby. And
they're on display.
If you weren't wearing the blouse that you're wearing and the push-up bra, why didn't you wear something up to your neck? You know, if you didn't want to look.
Yes.
You're just, you know.
That's what you're wanting.
Yeah,
you're putting
exactly.
that out there,
no,
baby.
No, exactly. I agree. So
yes,
one of the most common questions I get from single men and women is that they don't know how to flirt. So if they, I always tell them, just lighten the hell up, just lighten up, be mellow, lighten up, have a good time. You're going into whatever kind of an environment to meet singles or if people are around, whether it's even friends that invite you out with other friends, and those are great ways, by the way, to meet men and women through your friends.
And we all have to work on that.
Yes.
We've all got to help our friends and introduce them. And people will only introduce you if you're fun.
That's true.
If you're negative or depressed or bitter and twisted,
yes.
Why the hell am I going to introduce you to one of my friends?
Exactly.
So
I have one of those relatives who has been single quite a long time, and she just tends to go down negative town all the time and starts complaining about her body and starts complaining about life and her old relationships. And I got to the point where I just stopped fixing her up because I got complaints from the guy. I mean, she's lovely. She's very pretty to look at, but who wants to sit around and be with someone who's, they draw you and they're sucking all the air out of the room. You
negative
know,
energy.
Exactly.
Psychic vampires.
Right.
I think it's really important that we let go of our fear of rejection when you're flirting.
Mm-hmm.
You've just got to remember that not everyone's going to be your cup of tea and you're not going to be everyone else's cup of tea. It's a numbers game.
It is
a numbers
game. It's
just a numbers game.
Get out
there.
Be
playful, be fun. And, you know, you might meet a new best friend.
Yes.
They don't all have to end up marrying you or in bed with you.
Right.
It's not a, you know, it doesn't have to be like that.
Well,
make new friends.
I agree. Do you think men can be friends really though? If you're an attractive woman and he's heterosexual.
I've had quite a few men friends over the years.
Have they not hit on you?
No.
Really?
No.
That's great.
Why? Does that mean I'm not attractive?
No! You're so funny.
I'm playing. No.
You're so cute.
I think it's very sad that we feel that we can't have friends of the opposite sex without having sex.
I think it's really important to
be able
to do that. And
I think it's pretty insulting to men, too.
Yeah,
I don't
think
they need to stick it in everything,
no.
so to speak. And that's what we're implying
exactly.
by saying that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I just don't think, you know, no. I think it's great to have a friend. The best way to pick up mm-hmm. is to go to a bar with someone from the opposite sex.
Yes.
Because everyone thinks you're a couple.
Right.
That way you can move in, you can put in a lot of work to someone you fancy, and they say, oh, so how long have you two been together?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, no, we're just friends.
Yes.
But you've sold yourself beautifully to this
exactly.
person. And their defenses are down because they think you're with someone, and then they're really excited to find out you're not a couple. It's
that's
great.
That's a great key too. Your and defenses are down. Their defenses are
that's
down.
It.
Whoa, they're off. Oh, their game is down a little bit, and they're not. They may
brilliant.
Be a little. Yes, it is
and,
brilliant.
And girls, please don't hunt in a pack. I
oh,
mean, if you're
God.
Going to go to a bar, eight women. Do you really think one man is going to buy eight women a drink? That's
yes.
just numero
yes.
uno.
Yes.
Number two. Men are smart. They absolutely know that one of the eight women is going to hang shit on you.
Yes. That's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
You know, one's going to be jealous.
Right.
One's going to be this. One's going to be... You are not going... It's not going to happen
right.
for you.
Spread out.
Do
spread
not
out.
Hunt in gangs
exactly.
or packs.
It's true.
And
that's
men
what
too,
it's like,
I mean,
actually.
That for you guys, too.
No, it's true. And I think men tend
to do
that less.
I think two's a good number.
Two's and, a good
know,
number, yes.
There's nothing wrong with going to a bar on your own and pretending that you're waiting for someone that never turns up.
Right. I think that's true. And I think also a lot of common complaints is when you go to a club or you go to a party or whatever, a social event, and a lot of times women and men say, God, I'm so tired of the phoniness and the bragging about themselves and their accomplishments. And it's phony. They don't need to impress me. Just mm-hmm. have a good sense of humor, lighten up, and just be themselves. Because I think yes. the tendency, especially in the entertainment capital of the world here in Los Angeles.
Everyone's got to sell themselves.
Yes, exactly.
You've got to have a pitch.
Yes.
You know, the best pitch is to be fun,
mm-hmm.
is to be sexy,
yes.
is to be confident.
Yes.
Because if you have all those qualities... Whatever you do, you're going to be successful
yep.
at it. And that goes without saying.
Exactly. Folks, if you just turned in, we're listening to Los Angeles LA Talk Radio, and I'm Dr. Michelle on the couch. You are with me right
I'm
now.
I'm on the couch, too.
You are. Is it comfy?
It's very comfortable.
I'm so glad you've kicked your shoes off and you're enjoying it.
I love it.
Good. And if you just tuned in, Deborah Gray is the co-author of the book. We're talking about it right now. It's REUEA. Are You Emotionally Available? And it's a great read. It's an easy read, but not, I mean, you really have to focus and learn about yourself and really finding out if you are emotionally available for a relationship and the things you want in a person. And it kind of walks you through like you're going on a trip. And it is.
It's journey.
Like a journey.
It's a journey. But the other great thing about this book, apart from the very funny pictures and quotes, is you can just go to a chapter.
Right.
When you're feeling a bit flat or you need a little bit of positive reinforcement or encouragement, you can just pick it up and go
yes.
to a chapter because it's got everything. All the little things that we, all the little mistakes we've made or experiences
exactly.
we've had along the way.
Right.
And we end up with a happy ending. And you're going to end up with a happy ending, too, if you read this book.
I think they will. I think people will really, I get
it's
so.
It's not rocket science.
It's not at
it's
all.
Just common sense, a lot of it, you know?
Yes, and it's losing a lot of the ego and losing a lot of the fears and the
yeah,
negativity.
Fear.
And if you're looking for a relationship and you haven't had great luck in the past, you're moving on, and this is talking about fresh and new.
Yes.
And it's time. What do you think change is about? You know that movie, remember that mm-hmm. movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey?
Oh.
Was that hysterical? But it's true. I think you have to say it's time to change. I'm going to say yes to a lot of things. People invite me places, a premiere or...
Be open, be receptive.
Yes.
Do something. Step outside your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Just do something. You might even find you enjoy it.
Yes.
You
and
go bowling.
There you go.
Do something.
Bowling's fun. You know, why not? But just, no, you expose yourself to new experiences and you meet new people and it goes on and on. It's kind of like a
get
wheel,
out of
a
your
snowball.
Rut. Exactly. You have to get out of your rut.
Exactly. Yes. So what's this thing about finding buried treasure you're talking about and when people are flirting and dating and finding buried treasure?
Well, buried treasure, I just thought, you know, once you reach menopause, women just tend to think they're old and crusty, and it's really quite sad. It's not the end of your life, but emotionally and psychologically, I think often it is. We are buried, we bury ourselves, and we're treasure. I mean, as a woman matures, she has many wonderful, wonderful qualities.
Yes.
And men, wonderful qualities to offer. For a start, we've survived our experiences once again.
Right.
We've learned how to dress more flatteringly.
Yes.
Little things like that. We've learned to hopefully lighten up. We know what we're good at. We know what we're not good at, our tastes. And we've got a lot to, once again, bring to the table. We're very special people as we mature. And sadly, we don't respect or honor ourselves enough.
I agree.
And we are still sexy. You know, a heart has no age. A heart is not male or female. We all feel. We all love. We all lust. We all need to be needed.
Yes.
And as you mature, you are precious.
Yes,
you are a treasure. Don't bury it.
Perfect. And I wish more women especially would think this, but men as well. A lot of middle-aged, as they call them. I have a lot of middle-aged clients who are great, wonderful people who do take care of themselves. Oh, I'll never find anyone. They all want the young women. They all want the hot women. They all want the young guys. They all, you know, it's not true. And again, going back to the beginning that you and I were talking about, it sounds really trite, but you have to like who you are and appreciate all of the things that you have going for you in order to put it out there and be ready for someone, not with this insecure vibe you're putting out. You have to be open and be really okay about all those wonderful. Try to focus on the wonderful experiences and the knowledge of wealth that you've had. And this is where you talk about emotional intelligence.
That's right.
Now, how do you define that in your book?
Emotional intelligence. Well, unfortunately, the world we live in today is so materialistic. Yeah. But maybe with the recession now, we're all becoming, you know, more grounded and looking for what's more, you know, real in the world. And emotional intelligence is how do you define yourself?
Mm-hmm.
When you go out, just what you were saying before, go out to a party, can you only talk about your career?
Yes.
What about you as a person?
Yes.
How do you stack up as a person?
Yes, yes, exactly.
You know, what qualities do you have to offer?
Yep.
And it's a really interesting test, especially in LA.
Yeah. No, to go it's
to
true.
Go to a party and say, you know, this is me. And,
and not
define yourself by your career.
Yes.
So then you really focus on the qualities that you possess and others possess too.
Right, right.
It's important.
And it is important. And I'm getting a flash email on the screen. Yes, here we go. It's an I am. Dear Michelle and Deborah, I've been listening to you talk about your book and I'm definitely going to pick up a copy. That's good.
Oh, great. Yes.
Who is this? Jerry, 34-year-old man who was in a bad marriage for 3 years. Very shy. He says, I'm very shy
so
and I
sexy.
Have low self-esteem and I feel like I can't flirt and be phony like many other guys you were talking about in clubs. How can I help myself to become more flirtatious and appear more have more self-confidence for women?
Okay. I think a lot of people don't do well in clubs and you do not have to feel like a loser or a failure. A lot of people just, it's not their comfort zone. That is okay. Don't go to clubs.
Right.
I think a lot of clubs, it's based on the physical anyway, and it's
I
very hard to, the you know,
it's
that you've got
superficial.
That music banging away. How are you going to really talk to someone? Don't worry. Don't go there. Go where you feel safe.
Right.
Start in a safe comfort zone.
Yes.
And that is, you know, chatting and talking. You know, some people do internet dating. Now, I've never done that. But for some people, it's very good. Once again, it's good practice.
I think a lot of, I've heard really good things about it. And there's you know, certain etiquette and there's certain signs you watch out for and there's certain things that you do to be careful so you don't end up with a stalker or a creepy, crazy person. But, I mean, you know, the particular services set it up to where
you can have a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
Meet for a cup of coffee.
Very nice for an Australian girl.
You can have a
coffee.
So keep it keep it safe and just baby steps. But if you're shy, I personally find it so attractive when a man's shy. It's a very it's very sexy.
It is.
It's cute.
The Stillwaters run deep, you
That's
know,
right.
Say. But
I might have to say that this book is available on Amazon, by the way.
Yes.
You can get it all from our website.
Right.
Just so you know.
Let's do that right now. Let's talk about it. Your website is what, Deb?
www.ruea.com.au. Because I'm from AU, down under.
That's right. Australia. Yes. So it's let's give that again.
www.ruea.com.au.
Dot AU. And
that's right.
If anyone would like more information about the book, or if you'd like to just
send in one
more
of your funny stories, you can send that to our website.
Yes,
or you can get this book delivered to your door from Amazon.
Yes.
You know? This is a quick fix.
It is. It's a quick
this
fix.
This is a better than a little glass of bubbles.
Well, it's a great
make
read.
You feel good.
It's easy reading and
it's uplifting.
It really helps you start changing. It helps you define what you want. Who you want realistically.
And we're not preaching because, trust me, everyone, I've been through nearly all these experiences.
Right.
So I'm writing from the heart.
Exactly.
I've been married 3 times. Mm-hmm. I've been engaged 3 times. I've been attracted to all the wrong men.
Yeah.
I've done some very silly things. And I've survived it all. And I'm in a very happy relationship now. And I got it right. But it took a lot of soul searching. And I was on my own for 10 years to get it right because I knew I was doing everything wrong.
Yes. And you went into, like you said, yourself and figured out what you needed to do to kind of fix things so you would be emotionally available. And this
and
is
this
why you're sharing this.
And this checklist fast tracks your... I don't want you spending 10 years doing what I did, everyone. So this will help you. This will fast track you to make you emotionally available and you'll be able to find a mate.
Exactly. And also, if you would like to get in touch with Deb, folks, Deborah Gray, as she... I like to call you Deb.
When I used to be single and I was out, one of my lines was, my name's Deb, spelled bed backwards.
You are so
How bad is that?
You're bad. You're a bad,
I'm bad.
Girl. Did it
I'm
work?
Bad,
I guess it did work.
Well, yeah. Don't try that one.
Right.
It's not good. Okay. It's not the right way to meet anyone.
No.
Got to go for more than that.
So if folks want to write you or get in touch with you as well, should they go onto that same website
and
contact you from there?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
And the book again is, Are You Single, Available, and Ready to Find a Mate? R-U-E-A. Are you emotionally
available?
And I'm
so sorry Susie couldn't be here today because she's absolutely gorgeous and she's now in a wonderful relationship.
Wonderful.
And writing this book with me helped her because, you know, once again, stunning looking girl and not approachable for a lot of men because they thought she's too fabulous. She wouldn't want to meet me,
right.
You know, and then you get a certain kind of guy that approaches you.
Right, exactly.
So
did she take... that there was something wrong with her, or did she feel that
she realized it's a little bit intimidating?
Yes.
But the great thing is when she wrote this book too, she said, you know, I'm going to be a bit more flirtatious and I'm going to put it out there a bit more instead of waiting for men to, you know, speak to me first. I've got to make more of an effort too, and it was great.
Yes, and I think a lot of women feel that maybe the man has to come on first, and maybe
we've got
the man
to give them
has
the
to
signals.
We really
help
do.
Them. You know, they hate rejection. No one likes to be rejected.
And the only way you're going to
I think
get
men are very brave.
Yes, I do too.
Very,
I think they
very,
are
very
brave.
So come on, girls, encourage them a bit.
Yes, exactly. Start flirting.
That
give
doesn't
a little
mean
eye
be
contact.
We don't want to lock on missiles, but which
right.
is the staring thing again.
No,
but
exactly.
You know, be friendly and flirtatious. Do give off some signals that it. That they cannot invite you out.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we, in the very kind of end, when you're coming to the end and you're finding that relationship and you're ready, you know, it's really important to find the courage. We talked about courage to be who you are.
Yes.
And flirt and share yourself and vulnerabilities with your partner. Because if you're not okay with who you are and your vulnerabilities and not in touch with those, you're going to be, again, you're going to be putting up a facade.
And nothing is perfect.
Yes.
I think it's really important to, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the media, once again, hypes this with celebrities.
Yes.
No relationship is perfect. We're not perfect.
Exactly.
And a friend of mine, her marriage broke up recently. She was married for 3 months. And I said, what happened? And she said, well, I finally started telling him what I thought.
Yes.
And he didn't like that.
That's right.
Yes, but you have to be able to not be fearful, and you have to say how you're feeling.
Exactly. She was on good behavior for
she
so
was
long.
On a good behavior bond.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that marriage ended, sadly.
So, uh-huh. So you've got to keep it real, folks. So.
Yes, you do.
Well, listen, we're just about ready to... it's already almost time to wrap up here. And if you just tuned in or if you've been listening for a short while, I hope you've had a chance to, people. We're talking with Deborah Gray.
I've had such a lovely time.
Well, you,
thank you, Dr. Michelle.
My pleasure to have you
on
the couch.
I didn't even get a chance to read some of those naughty quotes out. We just had such a great time.
Well, this is the good part. This is called a tease. So, folks, you need to pick up the book so you can read the naughty quotes.
Yes.
And learn more about what to do and what not to do.
That's it.
So you can become more emotionally available. And the book, once again... Deborah Gray, she's the co-author with Susie Wilkes.
The beautiful Susie Wilkes.
Well, so are you, my dear.
Oh, thank you. And remember, this is a dating guide as
yes.
well. So it's not, you know, heavy. It's not deep. It's not intimidating. It's not spiritual. It's real.
It's real.
It's practical.
Keeping it real.
It's very practical. So I'm going to go back now to that gorgeous Ramada Hotel.
All right.
With my gorgeous husband. Say goodbye from West Hollywood.
There you go. Deborah Gray, once again, author of R-U-E-A. If you're single, available, and ready to find a mate, this is the book to pick up because it will help you get your act together and, you know, keeping it real about yourself and put it out there. Thank you so much for being my lovely guest.
Thank
you. It's wonderful.
G'day.
Once again, say that again. I love that.
G'day.
Oh, that's so cool. Again, if you want to get in touch with Deb, you can find her at the following website.
www.ruea.com.au.
Very nice. Thanks again. Okay, folks, time to get off the couch. Dr. Michelle here. And again, you can write me on my email at docmichelle@aol.com. Doc Michelle, D-O-C, Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. Of course, my website always links you here, right here to LA Talk Radio. DrMichelleTherapy.com. Have a wonderful day and do take care of yourself. First. Bye-bye.
Seeing flashing rays of colored light.